folks, and welcome to the Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Melody will not be here today until later in the program, if at all possible. She'll be back tomorrow. You know, folks, she's got a real life. She has things to do, so I'll do my best filling for it and do what I can to help people understand what's happening in the world and around the country and what we need to do to prepare for the future. Because I promise you, my friends, I love you enough to tell you the future, as far as economic situations, is not looking very bright at all. But welcome to today's program. It is the 21st of September, 2021. I mean, we're glad you're there, and I do mean that. And I want to start, as always, as Martin's Belly does, with the precious metals. And I have gold and silver here. I completely overlooked palladium and the rest of them, so Melly may have to fuss at me. But gold had a slight increase today, up to $17.7570. Silver is up 28 cents to $22.63, so that's an increase. That's good. That is really good. The Dow gained back about 95 points to 34.64. The NASDAQ up by 89 points to 14.803. The S&P was up by 15 points to 43.72. The 10-year yield was up 1.32%. So it's, there you go, whatever that was going to mean to us. Oil was up a little to $70.76 a barrel. So I guess you say gains across the board on that. It's amazing how they have kept gold and silver so successful. But folks, I'm not a money expert, but I think between now and then the next year, we're going to see gold shoot up to at least $2,500. That's my opinion, and I'll just tell you why I believe that. Some years ago, a gentleman mailed to me a Swiss franc, a 20 Swiss franc for 20 francs, a little gold piece was worth $80 then. I just found out today that's worth about $300 to $310 today. Now think about that. That's right at a 400% increase. Could you get that at the bank? Went from $80 to about $310? Think about that. So yes, gold and silver is going to appreciate what the dollar depreciates. Just remember that. Melody also want me to tell you that wholesale premiums on both gold and silver rose significantly. Now listen to that. Wholesale premiums on both gold and silver rose significantly. The U.S. Mint cut back allotments to every other week and reduced the allotments in half. There's going to be higher premiums because of more shortages. Again, 90% silver is delayed. Hard to get. Let me repeat that. Wholesale premiums on both gold and silver rose significantly. U.S. Mint cut back allotments to every other week and reduced the allotments to one half. Folks, if you're going to buy soon, the prices are going to go up. They may suppress them, looks like, in the market. But with the shortages, my friends, prices have to go up. You need to call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And get it while you still can. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. I'm nobody special. And I certainly am not a wealthy man. If I had money, I'd be buying some more myself right now. I really would, because that's how important I think it is. Unfortunately, we don't have much, a whole lot to spare, but God's been good to me. I got plenty to eat and a place to sit. What else do you want, right? But if you can do it, please do it. Now, for those of you that listen to my radio, you may know who Deborah Tyrus is. She's on my show about once a month. A walk encyclopedia of world events. She'll be on my broadcast again tomorrow night. She has sent this to me. It just announced that gas prices in Mendocino, that's in California, Northern California, Mendocino, gas prices are $6.74 a gallon. Of course, that's going to make everything else go up, because anything delivered run by fuel is going to increase in price to cover the price of fuel. In Mendocino, Northern California, gas prices are now $6.74 a gallon. Folks, prepare yourself, please, because it's not going to get pretty, any prettier in the future, I promise, because things are happening to undermine our economy, and our nation has our nation is, I guess, going to say deserve what she's getting because of the sins we allowed to happen among us. But this next article should make you think about a little bit too, how fragile everything we do in this country is, and how fragile it's become because of our independence and other people, but because of our sin and apathy against everything from murdering unborn babies to sodomizing their sons and perverting their daughters, and we've allowed it to happen. So God judging America. Now we live here, folks. We will taste that judgment also, because we didn't stand up and stop it. Our Iowa Farm Service is firm. Systems offline due to cybersecurity incident. And this is out of Reuters. Iowa-based farm service provider New Cooperative Inc. said on Monday its systems were offline to contain a cybersecurity incident, just as U.S. Farm Belt gears up for a harvest. The cooperative operates grain storage elevators in a top U.S. corn-producing state, buys crops from farmers, sells fertilizer and other chemicals needed to grow crops, and owns technology platforms for farmers that provide ergonomic advice on the way to maximize their harvest. We have proactively taken our system offline to contain the threat, and we can confirm it has been successfully contained, New Cooperative Inc. said in a statement. We also quickly notified law enforcement and are working closely with data security experts to investigate and remediate the situation. Several grain shortage elevators operated by New Cooperative, contacted by Reuters, were open. The timing of the attack is making it crucial that New gets their systems back online as soon as possible, as many farmers will start their combines this week and begin delivering crops to New's elevators across Iowa, said Don Rose, president of the U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines, Iowa. They have got you boxed into a corner, Rose said. Harvest is right now. This is the week that we are just starting to ramp up harvest, particularly for soybeans. Cybersecurity has risen to the top of the agenda for the Biden administration after a series of high-profile attacks on network management companies, SolarWinds Incorporated, the Colonial Pipeline Oil Network, meat processing company JBS, and software from Caesia. The attacks hurt the United States far beyond just the companies hacked, affecting fuel and food supplies. A spokesperson for the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency declined to comment on the incident at New Cooperative. The Federal Bureau of Investigation did not immediately respond to requests for comment. This is a very clear attack on the organization that is part of our critical infrastructure. Let me repeat that, folks, because this is really true. This is a very clear attack on an organization that is part of our critical infrastructure, said Alan Liska, a senior analyst with the U.S. cybersecurity firm Recorded Future. This could result in disruptions to food delivery in parts of the country. Let that sink in. As I said yesterday, North Kansas City School District can't even get food from the distributors for the children in school. The three distributors they got them from has canceled the contracts. They can't get the food, so they cancel contracts. The schools are trying to find food somewhere else. Now, folks, please take this to heart. This is actually coming down in this country. We're going to see so many shortages pretty soon on so many different areas that if you don't have something of value, and folks, your paper in the bank, your 401ks, IRAs, the dollar in your wallet are going to be basically worthless. Inflation will eat them alive. You see, 401ks, IRAs are tied to the dollar, not of anything of value. You can get gold IRAs, but I suggest you get the tangible thing in your hand. If you have a gold IRA, it's just a piece of paper. You can try to claim gold if you want to, but if it's not there or they don't send it to you, what are you going to do about it? Eat the paper? What are you going to do? And if it's in your hand, you can always borrow it for something to eat, to take care of a family member or whatever. But I suggest you move quickly to get what you can as soon as you can to preserve what's coming, because I do believe this fall, which starts, I guess, tomorrow, I think it is, or next day, we're going to see things start really wrapping up and pick up speed on the food industry for shortages and prices that we never saw before. Maybe by the grace of God, it won't happen, but only by His grace, because believe me, folks, this is imminent. It has to come. A shortage of pilots looms as the next challenge for airlines. After being thrust into crisis by the coronavirus, The aviation industry faces yet more trouble as the world emerges from the worst of the pandemic to find there's now likely to be a shortage of pilots after thousands were laid off or decided to retire. Government policies such as mandatory vaccinations for trainee pilots and travel curbs have also kept a new batch of potential aviators away, according to Bahu Khoury, Chief Executive Officer of Alpha Aviation Corporation, which runs flying schools in the United Arab Emirates and Big Swan in Southeast Asia's training hub, the Philippines. They trained more than 2,500 pilots for carriers including Philippine Airlines, and it's a big outfit. But they're now pilots. Retired, laid off, whatever, and a lot of them don't want to take the shot, and good for them. There are legal ways to get to keep from taking a shot. If you are being threatened with your job for not taking the vaccine, folks, if you call me, I will tell you how to get that taken care of. And for free, it doesn't cost you a penny. If you call our office at 800-777-4403 and give Lisa your phone number, I will call you back and give it to you. The information is free, folks, totally free. It's a law firm called Liberty Counsel. It's that helped thousands and thousands of people save their jobs. And one church got $800,000 in retribution for the trouble they had to go through. But if you're one of the ones listening today and you're facing lose your job because you won't take a vaccination, you won't take the jab. That's not a vaccination, it's a jab. You call our office, 800-777-4403, anytime between 9 to 4 Eastern. Leave your number and I'll call you back Thursday when in the office, and I'm glad to help you all I can, all right? Because that's what we're here for. We want to help you. We want to help you prepare and take care of yourself. We know that if you lose your job, you not only lose your income, you can lose the insurance. You have a family that of children, and you got to feed them and try to take care of them with the insurances and different things. You can do that. It's a very hard thing to do. So if you're being threatened, let us know so we can help. Is that fair enough? Real estate agents gear up for fight to save their commissions. Wow. Justice Department probes civil lawsuits post challenge to real estate industry practices. And this is kind of I don't know exactly how to feel about this because I can see both ways. The residential real estate industry is bracing for a challenge to the commissions charged by sales agents, one that could put downwards pressure on the fees paid by home buyers and sellers. The Justice Department is investigating home sale commissions, and in a wide-ranging executive order, President Biden, of course, another executive order, asked the Federal Trade Commission to adopt rules to address unfair or exclusionary practices in the real estate industry. Several civil lawsuits challenging industry rules and practices around commissions have survived initial procedural challenges and drawn support from the Justice Department, putting added pressure on traditional work broker fees. The politically powerful real estate industry has survived past challenges to its commission structure, but consumer advocates say rising home prices have exacerbated concerns about excessive fees. Excessive fees, yes. I say we need to try to quell that some. But I don't know, where do you draw the line? How much involvement do you tolerate from the government about how much somebody gets paid for doing their job? I don't know. I know some people have a lot of trouble just for somebody who makes a commission, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. If somebody's not paid for doing the job, a commission, nothing moves in this country. I worked in sales for over 40 years, industrial sales, nuts and bolts and brass and chemicals, different things. I got paid a commission. But if I went out on the road running tires off my car and trying to move some product, the people that made the product wouldn't be able to have a job. The people then in the warehouse that shipped it out wouldn't have a job. So people getting paid commissions sometimes have a hard way to go, because commission means unless you work, you don't make a dime. There are no paid vacations or anything else for me for over 40 years. I have paid no paid vacation, no paid anything. It's strictly commission. I never got wealthy because I would not cheat people. But I managed to have a home paid for and a blessed life, so I'm not complaining. But don't get hard if somebody makes commission. Yes, if they're ripping people off, that's one thing. But a fair commission is for someone's doing a job, moving an item, whether it be a house or a box of nuts and bolts. Somebody else makes money from that too. The ones who make them, the ones who ship them. So don't be too hard on someone making commission. I mean, that's really something to think about. This next article is a little bit lengthy, but I think you'll find it interesting. I think it's very invasive. and leading up to more control of the beast system. And I call it the beast system because the beast system is in the Bible. Amazon's artificial cameras are punishing drivers for mistakes they didn't make. Now, folks, this is getting very, very intrusive. And you can't argue with the camera. You know what's happening. And maybe the people that you tell this know what's happening. But the computer doesn't listen to what you're saying. Amazon delivery drivers say surveillance cameras installed in their vans have made them lose income for reasons beyond their control. On the clock is motherboards reporting on the organized labor movement, gig work, automation, and the future of work. In early 2021, Amazon installed A1-powered cameras in the delivery vans as one of its deposits, or I'm sorry, in one of its depots in Los Angeles. Derek, a delivery driver at the facility, said the camera in his van started to incorrectly penalize him whenever cars cut him off, an everyday occurrence in Los Angeles traffic. Maintain safe distance, a camera installed above his seat would say. Now, the camera talks to you. Maintain a safe distance, a camera installed above his seat would say, when a car cut him off. That data will be sent to Amazon. It will be used to evaluate his performance that week and determine whether he got a bonus. Did you hear that? Wow. Wow. Every time I need to make a right-hand turn, it inevitably happens. A car cuts me off to move into my lane. The camera, in this really dystopian, dark, robotic voice, shouts at me, "Derek, you asked to remain anonymous because you feared retribution from Amazon," told the motherboard. "It's so disconcerting, it's upsetting when I didn't do anything." The thing shouts at him. I mean, this is so far above my understanding that they actually have a voice in a machine, a computer that not only shouts at you and tells you to be careful, but reports you to Amazon, to the boss. In February, Amazon announced it would install cameras made by the AI tech startup Netradyne in its Amazon-branded delivery vans as an innovation to keep drivers safe. As of this month, Amazon has fitted more than half its delivery fleet nationwide with this technology, as Amazon spokeswoman told Motherboard. Wow. I want to finish out the break on this, folks, because this is so important. And it shows how much we're being controlled. I mean, even if it's not your fault, they can dock your pay. How much control is that? How much do you think we should, I mean, what do we do? I don't think Amazon drivers work for the fun, or just for the fun of it. They like their paychecks. Wow. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks. Back again. This is Pastor Butch Pye. I'm filling in today for Melody Seastrom. So with Discount Gold and Silver, you need to check her out, folks. Well, check out her business. Maybe I should put that out of the way. and give her a call and ask her what she can advise you for your future finances. I mean, it's really important because we're all facing this. This is not something that we're not all facing. Go to DGScoins.com. That's Discount Gold and Silver Coins, DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. Check out her site. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. Help yourself by her and see what she can do for you. Now back to the article. Our cameras in Amazon's trucks are causing the drivers to get their paychecks docked because of false reporting. Incorrect reporting, because we're talking about a camera here. AI, they can't differentiate between somebody cutting you off and you're getting too close to them. But nonetheless, it's working against the drivers. Motherboard spoke to six Amazon Liberty drivers in California, Texas, Kansas, Alabama, and Oklahoma, and the owner owner of an Amazon Liberty company in Washington, who said that rather than encouraging safe driving, Notre Dame cameras regularly punish drivers for so-called events that are beyond their control or don't constitute unsafe driving. The cameras will punish them for looking at a side mirror or fiddling with the radio, stopping ahead of a stop sign at a blind intersection, or getting cut off by another car in dense traffic, they said. The Notre Dame camera, which requires Amazon drivers to sign consent forms, now folks pay attention to this, required them to sign consent forms to release their biometric data. I drove without a driver's license for 11 years or better because I will not do a biometric picture. Now think what I'm saying, biometric. That means a number picture of my unique features, just like a fingerprint. I will not submit to a numbered picture of my face to be put on a database, which goes actually finally into Interpol. You are worldwide. Your face that's on your driver's license, if it's a digital picture, is stored in a worldwide database. They know who you are when you go wherever you go. That's what it's all about. Biometric is also another play into the beast system. But they have to sign consent forms to release their biometric data. As four lenses that record drivers when they detect events such as following another vehicle too closely, stop sign and street light violations, and distracted driving. When the camera detects an event, it uploads the footage to Notre Dame interface accessible to Amazon and delivery companies. And in some instances, a robotic voice speaks out to the driver, distracting driving or maintain safe distance. Each time the camera registers an event, footage is uploaded into a system, recorded, and affects a score drivers receive at the end of the week for safe driving. That's kind of like the social credit score in China, is it not? For many Amazon drivers, these performance scores determine whether they receive a weekly bonus, prizes, and extra pay. The driver in Los Angeles told Motherboard that he had tried to contest events with Amazon with no luck. When I get my score each week, man, folks, this is what I'm saying. When I get my test results this week, when I get my score each week, I ask my company to tell me what I did wrong, the driver told Motherboard. My delivery company will email Amazon and CC me, carbon copy me, and say, hey, we have drivers who like to see the photos flagged as events, but they don't respond. There's no room for discussion around the possibility that maybe the camera's data isn't clean. Folks, when you got a computer that doesn't run on reason, just facts, and a company apparently doesn't really care whether you like what they're doing or not, you're kind of playing against a stacked deck, aren't you? When you think about that, just let that sink in. How much control are we going to tolerate in our lives? When do we say that's enough? And of course, they volunteered into it. They volunteered their biometric data, which is a really, well, they got to capture it anyway, but why go any further if you don't have to? So these are things we never stop and think about. Very few people ever do, because they don't see the spiritual side and the effects of doing these things beforehand. Good old Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is wanting to give a certain poor families in Chicago $500 a month. Bless her heart. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot pitched a pilot program money giving $500 monthly payments to 5,000 low-income households. Part of the city's proposed $16.7 billion spending plan that relies on an infusion of federal relief funds to close budget gaps for several years. Lightfoot, a first-term Democrat, characterized the proposed $31.5 million cash assistance program as a way to help hard-hit low-income households in need of additional economic stability. The payments would last a year. Folks, I don't know how you should put that. That's just pure old socialism, communism. Communism. Who pays for that? Is that money free? The idea has been discussed before in Chicago, including early this year by City Alderman. Similar pilot efforts called Universal Basic Income have been tested elsewhere, including California and New York. So it's already been started. But when do we come to the realization that this money that just it's just not. What is it? Where's it come from? I mean, is there nobody going to have any consequences because of this? Is there no payback? Is there nothing going to happen? Like inflation rates go up? I mean, when do we come to understand that this affects all of us? Spending on fiat currency affects all of us. It hurts our paychecks. It hurts our livelihoods. It hurts our families. Do we not care? What is it? Oh, my. We all know about the great outcry we had in California over Newsom. And they were going to do a recall, and they did a recall, and he won. No surprise. It was rigged. I talk to people from Canada from time to time, and they do not like Trudeau. But Trudeau's liberals win the Canadian election. They win the election. They miss the majority. But they win the election. Why? Is it rigged up there also? Up there, I was talking to a gentleman the other day, listening to my program named Jeff. Jeff said that they actually make you show ID and they do paper ballots. So this probably was not rigged. If people don't like Trudeau, why did they re-elect him? Canadians gave Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party a victory in the Monday's parliamentary elections, but his gamble to win a majority of seats failed and nearly married the result of 2 years ago. The Liberals won the most seats of any party. The 49-year-old Trudeau channeled the star power of his father, the Liberal icon and late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, when he first won election in 2015 and has led his party to the top finish in two elections since. Trudeau's Liberals were leading or elected in 156 seats, one less than they won in 2019 and 14 short of the 170 needed for majority in the House of Commons. So, okay. Okay, so what'd they gain? They didn't gain a whole lot of anything. And if their elections are run honestly, I guess the people got what they asked for. I don't know how else to put it. Folks, we get the government that we deserve. We get the government that we deserve. That's even scriptural, by the way. We get what we deserve. And if we tolerate evil doings in our own lives and our society, believe me, that spreads all the way to the top and top back down the bottom. There's nothing unusual here. It is what it is. And we're seeing, again, in Newsom in California, of course, with Biden and the election last year, we know those things in these two instances where both of them were fixed, good way to put it. We know that. But what's been done about it? even with all the evidence that's been found, what's been done about it? Let that sink in a second. If they can do it that easily, it's happened before, of course, not quite so blatantly. If they got by with this time, why wouldn't they do it again? War drums. The U.S. may not be able to avoid conflict with China. Wow, that would not be a good thing. Not in the condition we are in this country militarily now with our trying to give the vaccines to the jabs to our military, and then they mess up with the transgender and all. Oh my, that would not be a good thing. Not be a good thing at all. As a matter of fact, the head of China, Xi Jinping, is cracking down on effeminate men in his society. He's cracking down on them, and we're promoting them. Think about it. Are we in danger of stumbling into a major military conflict? This week, a couple of startling revelations have really shaken up those that closely watch U.S. relations with China. The relationship between our two nations continued to deteriorate, and we are now closer to war with China than we have ever been since the end of the Korean War. That's been a long time ago. This is something that I've been warning about for a long time, and I am extremely alarmed by what has just been revealed. But for most Americans, a war with China is so improbable that it isn't even worth thinking about. Folks, I pray I'm wrong on this, but if we go to war with China, we're in bad trouble. We're in really bad trouble. In fact, if you put together a list of all the issues that American people are concerned about, war with China would probably not even make the top 1,000. Here in the United States, it is pretty much non-issue. It's pretty much a non-issue because the vast majority of the population does not think that such a war will ever happen in their entire lifetimes. But over in China, now listen to this. Over in China, they see things very differently. In fact, state-controlled media outlets openly talk about an invasion of Taiwan and a future military conflict with the United States. To the Chinese, reunification with Taiwan is a top national priority, and the U.S. military is the only one thing standing in the way of achieving that extremely important goal. Wow. You know, this stuff, we don't hear that. Did you hear this on the news? I didn't. I haven't heard anything about this. I didn't hear anybody, local or national news, either one. Although I don't watch a lot of national news. I can't stand their lying and their hyping up everything from COVID right on through. But I didn't hear this anywhere. But in China, they're openly talking about invading Taiwan. And the only thing that's in their way is American military. I don't know that we do a whole lot to stop them if they won't get in bad enough. But these are things you need to consider, again, for your future or your children's future. You know, I'm getting an older fellow now, so I've been blessed to live as long as I have. But I have 3 grown sons and 6 grandchildren and a great-grandchild on the way. This may not affect me. I may be gone before then. But they won't be. Don't I care enough for them to try to prepare myself to leave them something behind so that they can at least for a while exist? I don't know. What's the point of us being here if we don't even prepare our families for our families? What are we here for? If we are so self-centered that it's all about us, me, you, and what, it's just our lives, nobody else's, that's really a shame. Really a shame. This next article come out of the London Times. Now, folks, this article really sounds strange, but it's a real article out of the London Times. Now, I want you to listen. I'm going to try to read very slowly so you catch it all. Listen to the title. All vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. Now, let me repeat that. All vaccinated people, out of the London Times now, must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. WHO, European Advisory Group of Experts in Immunization And former Vice President Professor Christian Prion yesterday said that all vaccinated people must quarantine over the winter months or risk serious illness. This interview comes from the UK, and this is what it says. Perrone specializes in tropical pathologies and emerging infectious diseases. He was chairman of the Specialized Committee on Communicable Diseases of the High Council of Public Health. Confirming the rapidly deteriorating situation in Israel and the UK, the infectious disease expert said, vaccinated people, oh my, pay attention people, please. Vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from society. Vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from society. Whew, that's powerful. He went on to say unvaccinated people are not dangerous. People, listen to what I'm saying. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now, and I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. They're having problems. Severe cases in hospitals are among the vaccinated people. And in the UK also, you have the larger vaccination program, and also there are problems. The current working group on COVID-19 pandemic in France was reported to be utterly panicked on receipt of the news, fearing pandemonium if it follows the guidance of the experts. Israel Dr. Kobi Haviv told 13 News 95% of seriously ill patients are vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people account for 85 to 90% of hospitalizations. We are opening more and more COVID branches. The effectiveness of vaccines is declining or disappearing. I didn't write this. This came out of the London Times, folks. This is straight up and down the truth. Vaccinated people are spreading the disease from doctors, professionals, and many of them are dying, literally dying, because of vaccinations. You'll find this article on our website. Go to pastorbutch.com, pastorbutch.com, and look under health news or COVID hoax. It's there. And my webmaster, by the way, his daddy's been sick, so he may not have it up right away, but it should be there any day or now. Just go in there, look under health news. You'll find the article out of the London Times that vaccinated people need to be quarantined because they're ones spreading the disease. That's what it says. What should I do about it? What can I do about it? What part of this could I change, or what part can I change? These are coming from people that are supposed to know. We trusted them to get the shot. Now they're saying we shouldn't have done it. You figure it out.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, welcome back, and guess who come in to join us today? Yeah, Melody Seastrom decided to come in and say hi to you. Isn't that sweet? Melody, are you
Santa
there?
Santa Claus!
There you go. I'm glad you're there. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I want to thank the listeners for you for allowing me to come in for the last 20 minutes of the program.
Well, since that's your broadcast, I guess you knew about what you want.
Well, you'd never know.
It is good to have you. We've been covering some pretty important stories here the last little bit.
Great.
Things that affect all of us.
Super.
You know what I mean? Really. And we're not done yet. I don't know if you heard the one about the article about China, but things are really heating up in China. And, of course, our news media doesn't talk about it, but theirs does. And they're actually talking about it on the news media in China that they're going to recapture Taiwan, and they know the only thing that's going to try to stop them is America. So they're openly discussing on the news over there how they can get around that. I mean, that's kind of scary.
Well, you know, I'm trying to see if I can find it here real quick while we talk, but. I love Pat Buchanan. You know, he just, I love what he writes. He's to the point. It's always accurate. There's no sensationalism. It is what it is. And that's what he was talking about. You know, he was talking about, you know, the upcoming war with China. And all based on these Asian nations. I can't find it here, but it was really, maybe we can talk about it tomorrow, but it really was a great article about just what you're talking about, how the South China Seas and Taiwan and we have absolutely no business doing it. We have no, It doesn't interfere with us whatsoever. We have no interest. And at the very end of Patrick Buchanan's article, he talks about how big economies and superpowers, that's how they all end, by going to war for another nation that we have no interest in. That's how they fail. That's one of the last... You know, it's a sign of what nations do.
That's a falling empire. Is what that is.
Yes.
America is an empire, and she's falling hard and fast.
Yes.
I mean, it's just sad, but it is what it is. I mean, it's just the way it is. Well, I mean, we walked out of Vietnam, we walked out of Afghanistan, we got our tails kicked, and that's obviously true. We did. We can say we want to. We got our tails kicked. Walked out, tail between our legs. And so that's a sign of a decaying empire. And there's a turning point when empires only reach a peak and then they start going downhill.
They start going downhill.
Every one of them has, all throughout history.
You're not going to have a successful empire or fail. I mean, when we were wealthy, when we weren't in debt, you know, debt is all part of it also.
Happened to Rome, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Debt and corruption.
Yes.
I got some stories here I want to cover as far as unrest around the world, Melody. I think it's important to all of us, but I got a real good article to add to this in a minute. Backing up, I'm going to say here. Melbourne police fire pepper balls, pellets to break up COVID-19 protests. Police in Melbourne fired pepper balls and rubber pellets on Tuesday to disperse about 2,000 protesters who defied stay-at-home orders to damage property, block a busy freeway, and injure three officers, leading to more than 60 arrests. It was the second day of demonstrations in the lockdown Australian city after authorities shut construction sites for 2 weeks, saying workers' frequent movement was spreading the coronavirus. During 8 hours of downtown protests, demonstrators threw rocks, bottles, and flares at police, as television and social media showed a video of marchers chanting and attacking police cars, surrounded by mounted police and officers in riot gear. This was a very, very large and very, very angry group, Shane Patton, police commissioner in the southeastern state of Victoria, told reporters, adding that the protest breached COVID-19 lockdown rules. It was a challenging and confronting environment, he said, urging people to stay away on Wednesday. Protesters included not only construction workers, but opponents of mandatory vaccinations and Victoria's extended lockdown, who cursed the jab, State Premier Dan Andrews, and the Workers' Union Party, a union leader, who had blocked vaccinations for the members. So unrest in Australia is obvious. Now, German officials fear anti-mask radicalization after killing. Senior politicians in Germany expressed a shock over the weekend killing of a young gas station clerk who asked a customer to wear a face mask, and they warned Tuesday against the radicalization of people who oppose the country's pandemic restrictions. A 49-year-old German man was arrested in the fatal shooting of a clerk Saturday in the western town of Adar Oberstein. The suspect is being held on suspicion of murder. Authorities said the man told officers he acted out of anger after being refused service for not wearing a mask while trying to buy a beer. He further stated during the interrogation that he rejected the measures against the coronavirus, the Tier Police Department said in a statement. In New York City, just a few days ago, a group of ladies from Texas attacked a hostess. The man that showed vaccine passports or whatever to get in the restaurant, they attacked her, literally attacked her, broke into a fight. Folks, this is happening all over the world, not just here. It is happening. There's no point kidding about it. It's happening. This next article is very short, but it was written by a guy named Ken Barnes, who's a filmmaker, and I think it says something that's really important. We need to keep our eyes on. God forbid we go into violence. That's something that no one in the right mind wants. Probably the other side does. They want us to go into chaos. But we, as Christian people, especially, should not desire to go to violence. I mean, that's a last resort because there would have to be violence or something. But historian and documentary filmmaker Ken Burns said that the present day is one of the worst times in American history. Burns made a remark while on the Smartless podcast, hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes, comparing current events with the Civil War, the Depression, and World War II. It's really serious. It's very serious. It's really serious. There are three great crises before us, before this: the Civil War, the Depression, and World War II. This is equal to it, he said on Monday episode when asked about the direction the United States was headed. Our documentarian went on to quote comments made by Abraham Lincoln during a January 1838 speech to a group of Springfield, Illinois. From whence shall we expect the approach of danger? Shall some transatlantic military giant step the earth and crush us as at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa could not by force take a drink of water, a drink from the Ohio River, or make a track on the Blue Ridge in the trial of a thousand years. No. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we will live forever or die by suicide. Lincoln's statement highlights how the greatest threat to America and the nation itself through death by suicide. We're looking right down the muzzle of that gun, Burns said. And he's right, Melody. We destroyed ourselves. Fiat currencies, immorality. We destroyed ourselves. We've done to ourselves. And we're weak now. We're actually a weak nation. We're weak in a lot of different ways. We can't feed ourselves. We can't clothe ourselves. We can't get our own medicine. We can't buy medicine for ourselves. It's been manufactured from China. This should concern all of us. Do you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. And, I mean, everybody has such short memories. Remember, what happened? I mean, remember we used to get dog food that was poisoned, that poisoned a lot of dogs. There was various types of food that comes from China that has various stuff in it that hurt people and animals and so forth. Do you think they really improved? They probably did to some degree, but I'll guarantee you it's, you know, what comes out of the Asian countries and China, particularly China, it's, and then our medication. It's scary.
Nation, we're about to,
it really is scary.
It is. With a nation that we could go to war with any day, we trust to make our medicine?
Yeah.
Duh. I mean,
I know.
It's unbelievable. It really is. You want to hear something? It's not funny, but it's true. Democrats view unvaccinated Americans as bigger threat than Russia or China. Mm-hmm. According to a new survey by Scott Rasmussen, more Democrats thought Donald Trump supporters, 57% of them, and unvaccinated Americans, 56%, pose serious threats than any other groups. Even foreign adversaries like the Taliban, 44% for them, China, 44%, or Russia, 37%. So, according to the Democrats' poll, we're more dangerous to the country than China or Russia. The Republicans were just pretty much the opposite on that. So, I just thought I'd tell you that. I mean, in case you want to know, the Dems think we're dangerous. More dangerous than Russia or China.
Wow.
I didn't know you that you were that bad.
Well, I always wanted to be dangerous.
bad melody.
Bad.
Gosh. I don't know.
You know, folks, we
enjoy each other. So
I just got to shake my head at the people out there, you know, for people who get upset because they can't go in someplace for whatever reason. I mean, it's just like it seems like people have lost all sense of decency, coming out. Just, it's like, what's wrong with people? You know, we can blame that this is happening and that is happening and that makes people react that way. But my question is, no. You got to put some accountability on that person. I mean, come on.
Sure you do.
When it was doing something just because you felt like doing it, even though it was wrong. I mean, I don't know. We've just gotten through this thing where everybody just does what, not everybody, but many people just do whatever they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, and it really doesn't matter. And, you know, it's unbelievable.
When Deuteronomy 28:28 says that God will smite them with madness, kind of fits.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does.
And we're about out of time. My gosh, it's going by fast. Nerves on
The hour has gone by fast.
It really has. Since you only spent 15 minutes with me. But anyway.
20
minutes. Oh, wow. 20 minutes. Nerves on edge on Spanish Island as quakes, lava threaten. Now, we know this is happening, folks. And I don't know how serious it's going to get. It could get very serious. Several small earthquakes shook the Spanish island of La Palma off northwest Africa, keeping nerves on edge as rivers of volcanic lava continued to flow toward the sea Tuesday. A new vent blew open on the mountainside. After moving downhill across the island's countryside since Sunday's eruption, the lava is gradually closing in on the more densely populated coastline. Officials said the river of lava was bearing down on the neighborhood of Tortuque, where more than 1,000 people live, and where emergency services were preparing evacuations. About 6,000 people on the La Palma have been evacuated so far, and 193 houses damaged. Government spokesman Isabel Rodriguez said after a cabinet meeting in Madrid, "The truth is that it's a tragedy to see people losing their properties." Though you know that people are also suffering by not knowing the fate of their homes as police kept people away from the lava flows. So, yeah, this, I don't know how bad it's going to get. I've heard all kinds of rumors about tsunamis and all that, and it could happen. I'm not saying it won't at all. But I have tonight on my program, Melody, I have Stan Deo on, who told me Thursday that there were, as of Thursday, there are 4,300 quakes on this island. 4,300 quakes. And I don't care what size you are, that's a lot of quakes.
Yeah, if they're aftershocks or actual shakes or.
I mean, that's a lot. And this is an island. It's a very small island. Have you seen it? Have you been looking into it?
No, I haven't.
It's not very big at all. It's like miles. There's nothing big about it at all. So I don't know. But for what we can read on different places, this could be very serious for the whole east coast of the country and the Brazil and up in Canada. We will see. I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. And that was the last story I had today, but I want to share that because it's something to keep your eyes on. Whatever happened, Melody, in other parts of the world does affect us. And if this happened, if this would happen, the East Coast are pretty much obliterated. And that would do a lot of damage to a lot of people in a lot of different ways, wouldn't it?
It would. And, you know, things like that could happen. But I can remember so many years ago, well, not that many, but long enough, it was going to happen on the West Coast. All kinds of red alerts went out and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, the West Coast was going to be wiped off. I had customers calling me all out of fear that they had children living there and they were concerned. Should they bring them, you know, back to where they live in the Midwest and this and this and that? And it's just like, I don't believe in you know, it's we don't know. And if you see that water going out into the ocean in the opposite direction, then you better head for high water, for high land, I guess, right?
Well, there was things said, real quick, they said that people are upset. So when they see billionaires joyriding in the space while millions go hungry, the people over there getting kind of upset. But anyway, I didn't share that.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Hey, we're out of time. Are you going to close out?
I can, folks. Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry I'm not good as she is, but doing this program, but I do the best I can. And by the grace of God, I will see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock with Melody, and we'll go from there. See you there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.